Hey, everybody, it's a Pick Up the Roach Saturday, so stay tuned.
Pete's Points, it's time for Pete's Points.
We're cycling back around to the beginning of the Pick Up the Roach. There's six legs, and the leg today is Pick Up. And as you know, Pick Up means leaders remove their blinders. Leaders remove their blinders, and here's your tip for today. It has to do with extroverts versus introverts. It's easy to know as a leader when an extrovert needs assistance because they're going to tell you, hey, I don't feel good. Hey, can I go home? Hey, my kid got injured. Hey, I don't like my job anymore. Extroverts are good at sharing that information. From an introvert perspective, you may not notice. Something could be going on at home in a relationship. Something could be going on with their family or with their work, and they may not share it as quickly. So as a leader, here's your job. Remove your blinders, because you may look at someone who's got an introverted personality and go, oh, they're just always quiet. Oh, that's just the way they are. Oh, they rarely talk to anybody. And so you're like, you can't tell when anything is wrong or when you have to step in as a leader. But if you remove your blinders, you'll be able to see a few cues. There'll be some differences in body language. There'll be some differences in the time they arrive or the time they leave. Some people used to go out to lunch. Now they don't go anymore. Their work may shift a little bit. And if you have your blinders on because you just assume that introverts don't need that interaction, you're going to miss something. So today's Pick Up the Roach tip: if you have introverts who work on your team, as a leader, remove those blinders so you can be there to coach, develop, give feedback, and care for your employees when they need it. Hey, have a great Saturday, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.